Hey friends, my name is Becky Kopitsky, and this is the Inspired Business Podcast, where we talk all about how to earn a God-honoring income from your creative work so that you can serve more people in less time and sustain your message financially. In this show, you'll discover smart and biblically sound strategies for growing your reach, promoting your content, honing your craft, and building a business that's based on your top priorities of family and faith. Together, we're going to boost your influence and your income so you can keep changing the world one conversation at a time. I am so glad you're here. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Inspired Business Podcast. I have to tell you, I'm such an online consumer these days. Are you too? Not just as a coach and a digital product seller, but also for me as a wife and a mom, so much of what I do for my family begins online. Like, I'll research products before I buy them. I'll place orders for takeout. Right now, with homeschooling our eighth grader, I'm online finding like good literature summaries and other classroom resources that we can use. I'm booking vacations, you know, all of it, right? I'm so used to searching online for products and ideas for my daily life that I rarely anymore venture into an actual store without an agenda for why I'm there. And the perfect example of this happened last week, when I did step out of my comfy office and I went to the mall. I went with my older daughter to try on prom dresses. Well, she tried them on. I just held the hangers and I helped with zippers and that sort of thing, of course. And I have to say, there's something about being in a store, seeing the merchandise in person, that cannot ever be replaced by online shopping, especially when we're talking about something as precious as a prom dress. I mean, we had done quite a bit of research beforehand, my daughter and I. We probably had visited a dozen dress websites online during our spare time. We'd narrowed down a color and a few style options that she was really interested in. Yet nothing can replace that experience of stepping into an actual dress and trying it on for size and for compatibility. So what a dress looks like on the 2D website model is not what the dress looks like in the store. Sometimes we just need to experience the real thing in order to fully grasp a product. Now, there's a name for this concept in the digital products world, too. It's called coaching. Now, you can sell a course in which your customers see you on a video and they learn your tips and your advice, and those courses can absolutely lead to fulfillment for the customer. But a more complete and personalized experience with the course material will happen when it's brought to life through real-time coaching. So in other words, what that typically looks like is a membership or a course community. When you show up in group form to guide your customers, to answer questions, to teach them together in real time with your real voice and your real face over Zoom or Crowdcast or whatever tool you're using, that is the same as taking a prom dress from a website to a dressing room. You get the full understanding, your customer gets the full understanding of what that dress or that course can do for you. So let's talk about memberships today. Should you start one? What are the pros and cons? And how do you attract and retain members? Plus, what's it really like to run a membership? So let's start with that first question. Should you start one? And the answer here, as usual, is it depends. So let's run through a list of short pros and cons, and let's see where you land. First of all, pros to a membership are, like we learned with the prom dress example, offering a real-time coaching community along with your course, or even instead of a course, it can lead to a more complete experience for the customer. Your customer is going to understand better how to apply what you're teaching because, theoretically, you're answering their questions. Their personal questions. You're helping them understand how your teaching relates to their unique situation. The reason that we offer courses in the first place, right, is to change people's lives. It's to see them achieve a transformation. And often, a coaching community can help them achieve it better than a self-paced course can. So that's one advantage, primarily for the customer, but also for you because you got into this business to make a difference. So a membership can provide that for your customers. Secondly, memberships can provide you, the coach, with monthly recurring revenue, or MRR. If people are paying you, for example, $20 a month, and you have 100 members, That's $2,000 a month that you can pretty much count on. And this is why a lot of people host memberships. But now let's flip that switch and talk about the cons to running a membership, which ironically are related to that same point of monthly recurring revenue. First of all, turnover is a real thing. It's just part of the deal with memberships. People's needs will change, their interests will change, and what they desired from your membership 6 months ago might not be what they desire now. So member turnover is to be expected, even when you give your members every possible opportunity to benefit from your group. So why is this a con? Because while you can theoretically count on monthly recurring revenue, you also have to continue promoting your membership in order to bring in new members to make up for the ones that you lost. Now, membership growth is not a straight line. It's a zigzag. You'll gain some members, you'll lose some members. So just let this motivate you to keep going, because the only way to ease the pain of losing a member is by having enough members to make a loss of one less significant statistically. So meaning when you have, for example, 100 members, you can absorb a 1% turnover without much difference in your bottom line. Now, especially if you're gaining members at a steady clip, if you're gaining more than you're losing, then it's easier to absorb that turnover. Then eventually, as the numbers climb, if you reach, let's say, 1,000 members, you can much more easily absorb up to a 10% turnover without too much pain. So again, it's all a numbers game. But now the second con, I'm going to say that one in air quotes, let's just call this a consideration, is that you do need to constantly show up in a membership to serve your customers, your members. You can't put a membership on autopilot the way that you can with a self-serve product or a DIY course. You need to be involved, probably daily, showing up for calls, answering questions in the community space, creating new content. Whatever it is that you promised your members on a monthly basis, you have to deliver on a monthly basis. Now, the reason that I say this is a consideration and not necessarily a con for everyone is because some of you will love this part of running a membership. If your happy place is in community with others, if it's serving others, engaging with people, and creating fresh content to serve them with, then a membership could be an ideal product for you. But let's go back to that issue of turnover. You are going to work really hard to gain every new member into your group. Your marketing, your funnel is going to be set up to gain new people, and you're going to work hard to get more traffic to that funnel. So the important question becomes, how can you retain those members once they're in your group? And that's where I want us to park for the remainder of this conversation in this episode today. Now, in a membership, retention really goes back to the core offer. Are you providing what your customers desire? Are you solving their problems? Are you offering enough value in your membership to make the investment worthwhile in their minds? If you can answer yes to all those points, then keep doing what you're doing. Members leave because they no longer find value in the offer. So the question is, why are they no longer finding value? If you're still providing it, then you are not the culprit. You didn't cause the attrition. Therefore, the solution isn't you or anything that you can do. In that case, the reason the member is no longer finding value is because circumstances have changed in their life or their work. Maybe they've decided to no longer make the topic of your coaching a priority. Maybe they took a new job or they had a health crisis and they can no longer invest the time or the energy. Maybe their priorities have shifted, and the solution that you provide in your membership is no longer a solution they need in their life. When the customer's desires or needs change, your solution or promise of transformation will just no longer apply. And you can't own that. That's on the customer, not you. So don't make their issue your issue. Losing a member is not necessarily a reflection on your program. It's more likely a reflection on the customer's shifting needs, if you are serving them well. If you try to chase their path, if somebody leaves and you try to chase them down in order to get them to stay, you will deter from your own path. So stay the course that God has given you and focus on finding more people who need what you provide now. So, okay, let's talk about how to retain those people who truly do still need what you provide. And there's a simple solution to that. Ask them. Now, ideally, you've done this before. When my clients are first creating an offer, I always advise them to conduct market research to determine what kind of program to build in the first place. They go out and they ask people, real people who are their target market, what it is that they need and what's at the root of their pain points. Now, that kind of market research should keep going even after you've created the program, especially when you're offering an ongoing product like a membership. Keep on asking your members what they like or they don't like about the membership. Ask how you can meet their needs, now within reason. But this process doesn't have to be complicated. So one example is simply letting them vote on the next training topic or asking them if they prefer a Zoom call or a Facebook Live, things like that. By asking for their feedback and employing it within the parameters of what you're able and eager to deliver. Now, within those parameters, you've still got to be able and eager to deliver the content. If their feedback makes sense within those parameters, you can increase member satisfaction and mitigate the risk of turnover among the people who do need what you provide. Now, just one word of caution about that, though. Be careful not to keep adding more and more bells and whistles to your membership that you can't maintain. Some people will suck you dry and demand more and more service for the monthly fee that they invest in your group. Now, you are responsible for delivering the value that they're paying for and exceed their expectations to a degree, but don't buy into the mindset that your job is to give every member thousands of dollars of value for the under $50 a month that they're paying. One of your strategies to success is to deliver a certain level of service for your low-ticket coaching that provides quick wins but doesn't overwhelm your members. Then, people whose appetites are whetted for more and who are willing and eager to commit more time and more energy to working with you, those are your best leads for an upsell to a higher-touch coaching program, whether that's one-on-one or a smaller group program if you offer it. If you give away your one-to-one coaching value in the bigger membership, not only will you lose the opportunity to upsell and get paid your worth to a certain percentage of your audience for whom that higher touch program will be an answer to prayer, but you're also going to overwhelm the people who joined your member group who have a more limited capacity to apply what you're teaching. You don't want to overwhelm. Low-ticket member groups are largely about quick wins and not overwhelm. The people who want more where that came from are the best candidates for your higher touch program. Now, the bottom line here is to trust your funnel. It is the thing that you can control. You can't control people's circumstances or their changing needs, but your funnel, meaning the messaging that you use to introduce and convert people to your offer, it will attract the right people. And then remember, not everyone will remain the right fit over time. That's just the nature of a membership. So expect turnover. Deliver on your promises in order to ensure people aren't leaving because of you or because of your program, but you can't control whether or not they leave due to a change in their own original desire or their own original needs. Those are the people that you can graciously let go of because they are no longer your ideal customer. So, for those of you who are running memberships or thinking about running a membership in the future, I hope this episode has encouraged you. It can be a wonderful opportunity to serve people and to generate recurring income, but do keep these factors in mind. You will always have some attrition. You can always gain new members. Just make sure you continue to serve the people who are in your group with the heart that you have, the creativity that you have, the skills God has given you, and ask how you can serve them well, but don't do it in a way that reaches you beyond what you originally designed that group to do, or you will start to resent it. And that is not what we're aiming for. So if you have any questions about today's topic, just feel free to shoot me an email at becky@theinspiredbusiness.co. I always love to hear from my listeners, and I will be sure to send you a reply. So until next time, everybody, keep creating and keep serving people with content that matters. God bless. Hey, friends, thanks so much for joining me here on the Inspired Business Podcast. I hope this episode spoke to your heart and encouraged you. Hey, let's connect beyond the earbuds. If you have questions or thoughts about today's episode, feel free to email me directly at becky@theinspiredbusiness.co. That's .co. And I'll be happy to respond. I love hearing from my listeners, and I especially love working alongside you to serve people, to earn money, and to change the world in ways only Christian creators can. God bless you.